right. Well, that's Cheeseburger in Paradise. We won't wait for the chorus because it'll take too long. Then we won't have time to talk. But I really love that song. Thank you, Cat Wallace and Command and Control. We're trying to find food songs this week on Back to Business because we're talking about the food business. We're talking about the restaurant business. And we've been privileged to meet Randy Wadley and Lee Wadley with Governor's Restaurant. Again, Lee founded Governor's with his wife 50 years ago. And they're still in business. And Randy is Lee's son and now taking over the reins at Governor's Restaurant. So it's a great story and great to have you here. And speaking of great stories, let's meet the entrepreneurs who started a restaurant called the Fiddlehead Restaurant, located in Bangor, Maine. And the restaurant just opened just under a year ago. Am I correct?
Yep.
And so let me introduce them to you. We have Laura Albin. Welcome to Back to Business.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's, we're thrilled to have you. And your partner in crime, Mel Chaikin. Welcome, Mel.
Hi.
For folks who aren't familiar with the Fiddlehead Restaurant, let's start by just describing it. What will I see when I walk in there? The menu. What's your kind of your brand, your theme? What are you guys all about?
Basically, our theme is a casual, I hate the word upscale because it makes it sound so hoity-toity, but more of like an upscale style, but casual dining atmosphere. We like to do really good food. Mel likes to play around a lot with different types of, you know, ideas and draw from different sources. But we let, you know, I've got the place decorated, you know, half the furniture in there is from my house, you know, and, you know, it's comfortable. You know, you can come in jeans and sandals or you can come in a suit and tie and it doesn't really matter. But basically just comfortable, clean. It's got brick walls and hardwood floors and it's just really, you know, set up very nicely. It was an easy space to work with.
How many seats do you have?
There are 50 total with both bars.
Yeah. It's a great atmosphere. Let's talk about the two of you. What roles do each of you play in the business?
Laura handles the front of the house, everything in the front, and I do everything in the back. We have a line in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. Just as, you know, Governors did. But yeah, I handle all the cooking. And Laura does all the front of the house with the servers and the customers and everything. So
yeah, it was interesting. Lee said earlier that it's definitely a dichotomy between front and back, and you have to have the respect one way or another. And we definitely have that, and you have to, you know, kind of know when to say when. And she's got her place, and I have my place. And there's a, you know, you were saying earlier that you and your wife had. They each have their duties. You know, Mel gets the mail, I do the payroll, you know, and we have everything just split right down the middle, and I don't really know what she does.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing. We don't really know what each other does, but it works, so we're just going to go with it.
It gets done.
Good, absolutely.
I knew what my wife did.
What she tells you to do. So how did you two come together to start this restaurant, the Fiddlehead Restaurant? Talk to me about your background and that aha moment where you said, hey, let's do this.
We've been working together for a good 5 years.
I think it's four now, yeah.
Yeah, four, sorry.
Seems like five, great.
Seems
thanks,
like five,
Mel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we met, and you started in the restaurant business right around the same time I did, I think age-wise, right out of college is when I got my first bartending job. And then we met running another place in Bangor, Maine, and worked there together for about 3 years. And when it closed and reopened as a different sort of theme, we thought, you know, we kind of definitely want to try and see if we can do this. And, you know, those slow nights when you sit around and kind of sit and talk and maybe someday we'll own a restaurant together. And then it kind of became more of an, you know, I was sitting and talking with a good acquaintance of mine one night and she said, gee, my fiance and I have all this money that we'd love to invest in a restaurant, but we don't want to do any of the work. And I thought, is this a joke? Is this Christmas? What is happening right
now?
It must be really easy to get money from people. So we... Which is not, by the way. But we started with that idea, and then a girlfriend of mine who works at the Bangor Daily News suggested that Leslie Thistle was selling the space. So we sat down with the realtor just to kind of get a feel. I don't think we really planned on actually opening a restaurant. We just wanted to get a feel for maybe someday if we ever do this, what are the steps we need to take in the process so that we were ready, you know, if we ever did get to the point where we could do it. And then we sat down with a realtor, signed a purchase and sale agreement, gave him money the next week, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're going to open a restaurant. Whoa. And it was really nice that it happened that way, because I don't think other, you know, step by step is a lot easier and a lot less daunting than looking at the whole picture of what you actually have to do to get open, because people wouldn't do it. It's hard.
It's like having a baby, right?
It's hard.
Well, we also
yeah.
had a lot of help from like the people around us. Like Lauren's brother is also in the restaurant business, so he gave us a lot of advice, and we talked to the Eastern Maine Development Corp.
Yeah,
that set us up with a business advisor who told us, you know, this is what you got to do, this is what you have to check for, you know, everything like that. So although we kind of stumbled into it, we were prepared as we went, mm-hmm. so it didn't seem as bad, I think.
Yeah, our checklist, we would meet with our advisor every 2 weeks, and it's a great resource, because it's free, you know, and people talk to you like you're a human being, and they, you know, if I sit down and say, listen, I don't understand this stuff, they're really great about that.
And what you're referencing is the Small Business Development Centers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay. It's a program under the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and many of the centers are located within economic development agencies. So no matter where you live in the country, if you go to the SBA website, I think it's sba.gov, look for the SBDCs, it's alphabet soup, Small Business Development Centers, and find one. Because again, it's so critical, and I'm glad you brought it up. You know about the restaurant business, but you've never actually started one. You've worked in them.
You have to
find a team of people who can help you with that stuff that you just don't know.
That's such a good point that you just brought up, and it's really important. Restaurants are businesses. It's a business. And so we knew, like you said, we knew how to run a restaurant, but not how to run a business. And that's really, it's scary. It's a lot of steps. Yeah.
How did you come up with the name, the Fiddlehead restaurant? That's always intrigued
Gosh,
me.
We were playing around with so many different names. Oh. It was a good three or 4 months tossing around names. We had a backup name that, what was it like?
The Root Cellar.
The Root Cellar that was actually on our like business plan, but we weren't quite sure about it yet until one day my boyfriend Nick was like, Fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are from Maine. It's really Maine. It's really local. Like, why not? And we're like, Fiddlehead restaurant. And then it all clicked and we're all like, yeah. So
describe for folks who aren't from Maine what a fiddlehead is.
It is an oyster fern, not an ostrich fern, which we learned on one of our trivia nights, because I was wrong, which is humbling. It's a fern, and they come out seasonally. Mainers, a lot of Northeasterners, you know, in that subsistence time between winter and spring when the fresh greens come out. One of those, and you find it, you know, in sort of marshy, riverbeds, you know, river areas, and they're not uncoiled yet. You have to uncoil them to clean them, but then you curl them back up, and they look like little pinwheels, basically, and they're green, and they have a flavor a lot like spinach. They're in like a mild green, but they have a great consistency. Generally, the normal way to cook them is, you know, just kind of steam them or boil them for just a little bit so they stay
sauté
crispy, or
butter.
Sauté them with butter and vinegar and, you know, salt and pepper and the whole deal. And they're really delicious. It's definitely something everybody should try if you've never tried them.
One of the things that I appreciate about your restaurant is that everything is so fresh. Is your menu set, or do you change a menu based on what you can get?
Oh, wow. We definitely change it seasonally every like 3 to 4 months. But I do play around with like seasonal stuff. So, you know, in the summer you'll have strawberries and all that stuff. And then in the fall you'll, you know, play around with apples and, you know, squash and all that stuff. You just go along with what people like. The guys from Governor said, you know, you try out different things for specials. And, you know, like we had this scallop pasta one night that I did as a special, and it was, I don't know, I sold out in one night. We put it on the menu the next season. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, it's really helpful to have that feedback from people, customers especially. And we like that open dialogue. Since we're such a small restaurant, it's a little easier. And because it's a small restaurant, I can do a lot more like fresh things and play around, and I can run out in a day and, mm-hmm. you know, do something else the next day, you know?
Well, the biggest waste in restaurants, and the, you know, the reason that the 50-year vets and the, you know, my brother's been in the restaurant for 28 years in business, and they'll tell you that the reason that restaurants fail is because of food waste. It's waste. Waste is waste, period. And so we try not to waste anything. And we are very fortunate. There's not a lot of overhead, and there's not, you know, we have 4 refrigerators. There's not a lot of space in there, even downstairs. And so we make do what we can, but we don't have a lot of excess that gets wasted, because, you know, that's where you start losing money.
You're about to celebrate your first year anniversary. What has this year been like for you? And what has changed and evolved? And think about where you were when you opened those doors and where you are today. What comes to mind? Mel, we'll start with you.
Well, I've learned to not take myself too seriously, and totally make myself vulnerable, but learn from my mistakes, like try something out. Oh, people don't like it, or it doesn't work. Well, just do something else, you know? Don't get stuck on it and dwell and like cry over it, you know? Like, I mean, that's what I used to do. I don't anymore. Well, I mean, I have Laura to, you know, you pick me up when I'm down.
You don't take it as personally, but it's hard. It's hard not to when it's your business.
It is really hard. I mean, I think sometimes you get so involved in it that it seems like the end of the world, but then you just have to put everything in perspective. Like, well, you know, if this isn't working, try something else. And, you know, what's the worst that can happen? It's just going to get better if, you know, you're down. So that was a pretty hard lesson to learn at first, but it's getting a little better.
And Laura, what about for you, first year?
Well, to touch on what Mel just finished with, we're not saving lives. That was a really important, there was one night in particular that we learned the lesson, and, you know, just nobody's bleeding. It's food and drink. And it does seem like the end of the world to us when you're in the weeds and you can't get out and you're panicking. And the best thing for me, and you said earlier, Randy, the humility has to be there. It's not about you. It's not about your ego. It's about the customer. And it's such a, you know, it's really fun. This last year has passed so quickly. I can't believe that we weren't even open yet last year, and this was, you know, the kind of the last few weeks before, is our liquor license going to show up on time? And, you know, all these panicky moments. And the first day that we were open, I am so glad, Lee, that there's only one first day. It was so awful. It really, and we made it through it. So that's, you know, I'm glad
you can see we did too.
I'm glad to not have any more first days. The one was enough for me. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, congratulations again, the Fiddlehead Restaurant, about to celebrate your first year anniversary. When we get back, let's bring together our 50-year vets into this conversation and offer each other a little bit of a restaurant success advice, if you will. We'll be right back.